Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now it's time for Order Up, served by Carbone's Hospitality.
Order up, baby. So the idea is, what do you do if you want to cook a quick meal or somehow get out from under the weight of, because the schedule's so busy with families and life.
And that's, you know, one thing growing up, no one ever told you, you have to make food for your family every night of your life.
Yeah.
Like when you're younger, you're just like, whatever mom and dad throw on the
it's
table.
It's like magic.
Yeah.
It's there every night.
And then you become an adult and you're like, I got to cook dinner like multiple times a week. I don't like this.
Yes. A lot of people suffer for that.
They don't tell you that when you're a kid.
And I think this technique that you're talking about, to anticipate meals and make them when you have time for the time that you don't have the time, that's what we want to talk about. April, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hey, Todd. Great idea to talk about crockpots. I'm wishing that I had thrown a pot roast in, because the best scent is when you walk into the house after a long day of work and dinner is done, and you don't have to do anything but eat.
So this is the thing with a crock pot. It's like really low, low temperature that it's keeps the meat out all day and it cooks?
Yes. Usually I'll have like an inexpensive piece of beef, and I throw in, the old recipe was always a can of cream mushroom soup and a package of onion soup mix. But you can just do the onion soup mix and let it sit all day. It's like I put it on real low, the 6 hours, and the house smells wonderful, and you've got food for the rest of the rest of the weekend, or you can have lunches. Really easy. And then as I was sitting here thinking, I'm thinking, oh, I could also do applesauce in it. I know a lot of people will do applesauce.
It's like magic, huh? You just throw these things in.
And homemade is better than anything else.
Homemade is the way to go. Although, have you ever tried making, like, instead of using a package of onion soup? This would defeat the purpose, I would guess. But I don't know. Is onion soup hard to make?
No, but I do throw in, I mean, you can throw in your own spices, but the salt and all that, and like heavy-duty salt. But I've done it, I mean, in a pinch, whatever I have in the house, and I like to throw my own vegetables in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you leave it in there too long, they get too soggy.
Yep.
I will throw the onions in with it and enough spices.
Are there any foods you can add in when something's been cooking all day, and then you throw in something like a vegetable at the end of the cook?
And then I'll throw carrots and celery in like the last hour or so if I can.
Yeah.
I need to throw the veggies in. Sometimes I will put them in from the beginning. They get a little bit soft for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can throw potatoes in if you want to put potatoes in.
Yeah, I don't. I like the vegetables to have a little fight in them still.
I do too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, April.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Appreciate it. April loves her crock pot. Juan, hello there.
I am happy I passed the April test, because we used the crock pot quite a bit at home also. My wife and I have been cooking every night for our family after going to the supermarket every day for a long time.
You go every day to the market?
Yeah, we go every day to the market.
And is that because you can't anticipate, or you like things really fresh?
We like things fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like keeping things to stay at my house. Any leftover over 24 hours in the refrigerator gets thrown out.
So what's your thing, your crock pot thing? What's the favorite family meal?
We'll throw some short ribs. We'll make short ribs, braise them out in the crock pot, and then just make quick the box rices are pretty quickly. They're flavor. You can throw those out 15, 20 minutes. They're ready. You can throw anything on top of that. But my kid's favorite meal was fried rice. And we would come back from a sports activity or whatever, and it's just like everybody was hungry and there was nothing made. I would always take rice. We always have rice in the refrigerator. Just take rice and whatever was left over, just start throwing it all together. And you make a fried rice, and that's what we ate for dinner on the night that we came home with no time for dinner.
Okay. So now you're talking Joey. Juan's talking your life, right, Joey?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what the crock pot's for.
I just make it in a giant skillet.
The crock pot, yeah. The crock pot is a great thing because it's a pressure cooker that you can cook a meal that would take in a slow cooker, 4 hours. You can cook that in 45 minutes in a crock pot.
Really?
Yeah, if he's got the Instapot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's amazing. You don't lose any flavor. You don't lose any consistency. And it's an incredible thing. We gave one to my mother-in-law that sat in her house for about a year and a half. We borrowed it. We haven't given it back. That was like,
and she hasn't noticed.
No, she hasn't noticed. She never used it. So we re-gifted ourselves the gift we gave her.
So what you're saying is you don't use it as a crock pot. You're using it as a pressure cooker.
You use it in conjunction. You use it as a crock pot. And then you can say you take the meat and you throw in the meat in the pressure cooker for the first 15 minutes. And then after 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes, then you can open it up, throw the rest of your veggies, whatever sauce you're going to make with it, whatever liquids you got to make in it, you're going to add to it. And then you close it up and cook it for another 20 minutes, and bang, you got a meal that felt like it cooked for 4.5 hours.
That's cool.
For 4.5 hours. So.
All right, Juan. And, that sounds nice. Anything else you want us to know?
Other than thank you again for the cook hour. I always look forward to this hour. It's my favorite hour of the week.
It is Order Up. Thank you, Juan.
Take care.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, because we usually do ours, and this is a taboo one right here. We'll take some flack for this one. But when I make our fried rice, I'll dice up some Spam.
Yeah.
Because Spam gets, you got to fry it like really good, though. So you get that like nice crispy.
Separately.
It's
before.
Yeah, it's not bacon, but it's not like a ham. So you kind of have that crispy bacon, but still some flavor. We do a lot of like Spam fried rice, if you will. That's what I'll have for Saturday.
And it's the advantage is it has a lot of fat in it, so it's flavorful. Is that
it's
right?
Well, we use the low sodium, which doesn't brown up as good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it gives that extra, like, you go to a Chinese restaurant, you usually get like a pork fried rice. So to add some type of meat in there. So if like we have pork, I've done it before with like pork shoulder and stuff like that, I'll chop it up. But it's that little extra bag
of the smoky meat or the fattiness or whatever.
Yep. Bag of frozen vegetables in there. So like your whatever mix you want in there and some soy sauce and a little bit of ginger, and it's good stuff right there.
Ah. He's getting excited.
But I mean like Juan brought up a good point, the whole crock pot, the Instapot thing. Like, that was, like, a big thing a few years ago, especially when COVID started. Everyone's going out and buying those Instapots, because it's got, like, the pressure cooker crock pot mentality.
But so this is a different device?
It's one device that can kind of do everything.
So a crock pot is this thing you're talking about?
Yeah, but, like, I have the old school crock pot, you have low, high, that's it.
Yeah, and the Instapot?
It cooks, it's more of a pressure cooker crock pot, yeah. It's like a hybrid. And that was the big thing because everyone was home during COVID and experimenting with new food.
Well, the appealing thing to me is the idea of the aroma being there all the time.
Yes. And who was your first caller? Who was that brought that up? The pot roast.
April.
So in a weird turn of events, April, I got a fun story for you on that. The walking into the house with the smell. So when the tree hit my house a few years ago, I know our listeners are dead of hearing this. I was cooking a pot roast in the oven and I was like, I was kind of sad because the firefighters wouldn't let me go back to the house, structural issues. And I looked at him, I go, guy, I don't want to be a naggy neighbor, but can I go get the roast that's in the oven? Like, I don't want to lose the roast.
Yeah.
So the firefighter goes back to the house. He comes out with my of gloves on. He's carrying the roast. The other firefighters got the sides I was cooking. He's like, when we walked in the house, that's all we can smell. We had to grab it for you.
Oh,
so there is something
great.
Like that, walking into your house after a hard, long day of work and having that smell of a home-cooked meal.
That's a nice ad for something.
Yes.
That image right there.
It's some, like, Americana-type stuff right there.
860-522-9842. It's Order Up. We're talking about food, and we're talking about your favorite meals, and in the context of how you prepare in advance for, like, if you've got a busy family life or whatever, but you want to have a home-cooked meal for everybody, how do you make that happen? And so we're not asking specifically about the crock pot, unless that's what you want to talk about. But there are other things you can that fall into this meal. And tell us once more the thing you made yesterday for Saturday night.
Nice fried rice. Spam.
Oh,
controversial
that's the
fried
one
rice.
You
yeah.
just told us about.
It's like a family favorite, and the kids will eat it. So I'm like, you got your veggies, you got your protein, you got your rice, so you got a little filling.
The Spam carries them over the veggie hurdle.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So we'll take that.
All right, let's go to Mark in West Hartford. Hey, Mark.
All right, Todd. You know I like to be a topper.
A so topper?
Nobody could beat chicken coq au vin in a slow cooker.
Oh, you're throwing the French dishes at us now.
Oh, my gosh. It's just the only thing is I like that dish with mashed potatoes. So, you know, we're trying to simplify things. So I guess in that case you can always get some good crusty bread to go with it. But there is nothing like it. I mean, it's almost as good as a Dutch oven. I don't know if it's just the ritual of it that I think it tastes better, but it does come out really good in a slow cooker. And if nobody's ever had chicken coq au vin, it is just an amazing thing. It's got, I mean, the wine obviously makes it, but pearl, onions, mushrooms, garlic, carrots, you got to have some, you know, bacon fat in there. It's just everything you could think of, and it's just super flavorful. You know, you have your herbs you're putting in there. So
what do you make the sauce out of? How do you make this?
Well, the sauce is the wine. So the vin part of the French word, right?
It's red wine?
Basically, it's chicken with red wine. Mm-hmm. And then it's really what makes it flavorful is the wine. But, you know, the vegetables almost have like a braised type of flavor to it. But when they stay in there, it just, and it develops nice in a slow cooker. So there's a couple different, you know, if you go on there, slow cooker, coq au vin, I'm trying to think of the one I used to use, but you'll see a ton of recipes for it. I think the one I did was something like dinner and dessert, if I believe that was the best one I found so far.
Wait, what's dinner and dessert?
I think that's the website that has the recipe. So there's different.
I was picturing you making a coq au vin coming out of the slow cooker, and there'd be a cake in there cooking in the same space.
Yeah, well, dinner and dessert, so I guess that's the dinner part. But you'll see. But you know what I'll do? So sometimes if I've never made something before, I'll just find, you know, you might find 20 different recipes for something you're trying for the first time. But you look around and you might like Lydia's version of what you're, you know, you yep. see how people are making, what they're putting in it. But that was the one I found that duplicated what I usually do in a Dutch oven.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good. And when I say Dutch oven, this isn't what, you know, Joey did to his younger brother. This is an actual one of those expensive pots.
Joey did to his younger brother, you put him in the Dutch oven?
Joey will explain to you on the next break. Hey, Todd, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, that's great.
Another good one you can do is like French onion soup.
What about it?
We do that in a slow cooker.
Yeah, you're not talking about Lipton's.
No, like chop the red onions up, you know, make the broth ahead of time and kind of just throw it in there. And then when they're done,
you make onion soup with red onions?
I usually use a mix, yeah, of like a red Vidalia onion and a yellow onion.
Uh-huh.
So the kids will eat it. And then make the beef broth separate, the red wine,
the
cognac.
What's the key to the kid? Because I'm surprised that kids would consider.
That's interesting. We'll have to do that one day. It's like just, you know, how do
tricking kids
to eat stuff. And it's just like it adds enough of a little bit of a sweetness. They'll eat it.
Which, the Vidalias?
The Vidalia onions, mm-hmm. yep. And then we'll just, you know, take them out. We got the little crocks for them, throw them under the broiler with some cheese and mozzarella and some Gruyere on there, and boom. You don't have that long, you kind of get the long process out of the way.
So as you've heard me mention, my wife, Rosalie, is a chef.
Yes.
And she used to be in the restaurant business for a long time, and I worked with her in the business for a while. And we had a really great French onion soup. And the key to it was, which I don't understand why when I order it out, sometimes I fantasize about having it. And I order it out in a restaurant, and it's flavorless or ordinary or boring. And the key to it, I think, is the crouton and having that cheese really melted over the top of the
borderline
crock.
Burnt.
Yeah, not even necessarily borderline, with bubbles forming and all that crusty stuff on the sides. That's the fun of it.
And if you're making it with a red wine, use a good red wine. Use the red wine you would drink.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. I know people use, like, you know, it's the cooking wine. I'm like, there's no flavor there.
Yeah, people think that when you're cooking, that means you can use the cheapest thing in the store.
If you're going to put it in a meal, you're going to have a cup of it next to you, is my theory.
Ah, yes. You want to be taking one swig for you and one for the pot.
It's a mutual agreement between you and your meal, yes.
All right, so we're talking about easy meals, quick meals.
Dump meals. That's another one we'll get into, like sheet pan dump meals.
Oh, dump meals coming up on WTIC, 860-522-9842. The rant line number, if you want to rant over the weekend or right now, 751-4698. We'll go to Mark Christopher now in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, see what the latest is on the ride. Marcus.
Now it's time for Order Up, served by Carbone's Hospitality.
Yep, it's Order Up. We're talking meals. I don't know. Meals that are easy, meals that are light on labor and let the crock pot do the work, or ones you can do the prep in advance. This is something Joey likes. Do the prep in advance and then be in a position to, throw it together quickly or just heat it up. Heat and eat. 860-522-9842. Hello, Craig.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining
us. Also my favorite hour of the week.
Awesome.
I'm in agreement there. I have to take exception, though, Todd.
To what?
The key to French onion soup is the booze.
Okay, what kind do you use?
The cognac and the sweet vermouth.
Oh, that's right. It isn't just a wine thing.
No. Cognac and sweet vermouth. I mean, I'm just going by what Jacques Pepin said, and I think he's pretty French.
No, you're right. You're right. It's. You sure you don't throw booze in there, Joey? You do? Okay, good. Because that adds richness and sweetness and all that stuff.
Oh, it's the sweetness. You can use any onions you want. That'll add the sweetness right there.
Good point, Craig. But do you also like the bubbling cheese on the outside?
Oh, absolutely. As long as it's Gruyere, of course.
Yeah. You're a Gruyere fan, huh?
On French onion soup I am. I don't think I've ever had it on anything else.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah, that is the official cheese of French onion soup, but I'm sure there must be others that work as well. All right, Craig. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Appreciate you taking part in the conversation. The food conversation. Another one. The food hour.
The French onion soup thing. Yeah. Good apple cider. And in Connecticut, we have a lot of good apple cider.
In the French onion soup,
yeah. Brings up that little sweetness, too.
Yeah, so I've never actually made it. So one of the mistakes of being married to a chef is that I get incredible meals that just pop up out of the stove by themselves every night. So it's hard for me to think about actually what it's like from the position of the person who has to prepare the meals. I do the dishes. I process the dirties. Do you do both? That's something I always think. Like when Rosalie cooks, I say, okay, she's cooking, I'm cleaning. Because I don't think the creative person should have to do the drudgery part of the meal. And, if you're going to put the effort in to do the shopping and do the prep, and do the cooking and conceptualizing of what you're going to cook. And then it's awful to think about having to do the dishes, I would think. Not that I'm that person who does both, so I just do the dishes. 860-522-9842. So tell us your easy meal, cop-out meals, crock-pot meals. How do you feed the family when you're not going to have time to feed the family? What do you do in advance and such? 860-522-9842.
Now it's time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For Order Up, served by Carbone's Hospitality.
Yep, it's our food hour on WTIC. We do it every week, last hour of this radio program, to send you off into your dining life in good spirits, you know, with your mind all oozing and bubbling and boiling over food ideas. Lenny's calling from Granby. Hi, Lenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, as far as who does the cooking and who does the cleaning,
yep,
I do it all.
You do?
I shop, I prep. The key to the cleaning is clean as you go.
Oh, yes.
As you're cooking, you throw something in the sink, soak it for a few minutes, go to the next step of prep or
so cook. You're fully integrated on cooking and cleaning.
Do it all.
And you don't mind. You sound pleased about this.
It's in my blood, I think. I learned to cook when I was, I don't know, 10, 12, 13, and worked in a few restaurants here and there. I'm semi-retired now, and I work part-time in two different kitchens.
So do you prefer that nobody else come into your home kitchen while you're doing your thing? You just want to be left alone?
Yeah.
You want to put your head down and plow through it?
You know, it gives me time to listen to you guys on the radio every afternoon, too.
Well, that's good. Then put a lock on the kitchen door and keep everyone out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lenny.
Thank you.
That's very nice of you. I like that idea that he actually prefers doing everything himself.
He brings up a good point. This will have to be another one.
This, what's that?
Listening to things while you're cooking.
Oh.
Because that's one thing I always do. I just sit there. I'm like, Alexa, listen to WTIC. And boom, I'm listening to the station while I'm cooking.
Can't say that while we're on the air.
Yeah, I can.
Because then she'll do it.
That, what's wrong with that? People have us in stereo.
Oh, that's true. Every Alexa in the house goes on. All right. So we've sort of made this time of the food hour into a guest hour, which is nice. And Bruce Menili is joining us. And Bruce, I'm not even sure how to introduce you because you've been a caterer, but a lot of other things as well, right?
Yes, I have. Yep.
So how do you define yourself? Like, if we were going to introduce you in a pithy way, what would we say?
Well, catering, catering, banquets, and food service.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you doing right now? Are you involved in any one of those or all of them or what?
Yeah, right now we're doing more, we have our banquet facility in South Windsor, so we do a lot of banquets here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a few jobs during the week, and then we do catering here and there at different, you know, companies and people's houses and et cetera.
So how does that make you feel about food? Because the interesting thing about catering is how much work it is. Like, you guys have to pack everything up and haul it and bring it in and set it up. And so the logistics, there's all this mental work you have to do and physical work you have to do separate from cooking a meal.
Yes, it is. But, you know, the enjoyment is, you know, I meet a lot of people, good and bad, and you know, we have a good staff. You know, I have chefs, so I work with them. I let them do the cooking. I help them out more. And, you know, we load the trucks. And like you said, it is a lot of work. Yes, it is. But, you know, it's a challenge, and people like it. And that's what it's all about, making those people happy at the party.
What do you think the mistakes are that people make when they're planning a party? Because I assume there are certain things that it's better to, you know, better kinds of foods to order in order to have a successful meal for a function. Well, and that might be different from what people actually want.
You're absolutely right. What happens sometimes is, you know, people say, I just want you to come in and do the dinner part. You know, I'm going to take care of my own, you know, social hour, hors d'oeuvres, cheeses and crackers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll go out and they'll buy them and this and that. But what they don't understand is when you're having 50 people or 100 people, you've got to have that much food for that many people.
Yeah, that's a lot of work and planning. You can't just do it on the side.
Right. They think going to a, you know, Costco or BJ's, buying a couple of trays and this and that, putting it out. I mean, it's tough. So what we try to do now is we try to discourage them and just say, listen, you know, something. This is what we're up against. I mean, for example, you can have a cheese crudité set up, and we'll have four different types of cheeses. But if we run out of one type of cheese, we've got a backup with us, so we replenish it, so we really don't run out of anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're ready.
Right. Exactly. And it's just like, you know, sometimes they'll bring their own bar service in. That's good. There's no, you know, listen, it's good for everybody. But, you know, when the bar runs out of something, it's reflect on the caterer ran out of Merlot wine tonight. We didn't run out of Merlot wine because we didn't take care of the bar.
Well, that's what I was thinking when you were talking about the hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
If your brand is on the line for the meal, and people have no way of knowing that you're not doing the hors d'oeuvres, right?
Exactly. So, you know, what we've tried to do now is, you know, with everything that's going on now, we try to be a one-stop house, do the bar, the social hour, do everything so people don't have to worry about it. And we do our, you know, we do tents, tables, chairs, everything. So when they hire us, they know that everything's being done. They don't have to worry about nothing. Plus, if we say we're going to be there at, say, 9 o'clock in the morning to set up the tent, we're there at 9 o'clock. We've got everything we need. Sometimes when you have other rental companies come in, they come in at 9:30, this, that, all of a sudden they're missing a pole. It's a nightmare for all of us because it puts everybody behind the curveball, you know?
If you were planning your own function for yourself, what kind of meal would you order?
Well, what I would do now, because of the way everything's going, I would do stations. Pasta station, carving station.
I like that. That's a lot of fun. And why are you saying that? Why? Because it's the hot thing or because it's a good way to do food or what?
Well, two things. The young generation, the young generation, they're getting married. They want to have food action station. So we set up a nice pasta station. We set up this. They don't want to sit down to a sit-down dinner anymore, like, you know, 30 years ago,
yes,
40
yes.
years ago, we started off doing a prime rib, baked potato, green beans. That's what you get, and you got your nut roll ice cream.
Yeah.
Today, it's all changed. They want to do a cupcake station, dessert station, ice cream station, all that kind of stuff.
And they like the action of moving around and going and looking and seeing the stuff made?
Exactly, yes.
That's really interesting how there are fads or generational changes in terms of what's considered the thing to do. So the old way was a much more boring way. But everybody, you know, you go to an event, you sit there for 2 hours, and the food comes out one after another. And it's way more fun to be able to mingle and walk around and see things being made and order more of the thing you like and stuff like that.
Right, because, I mean, like when we're doing the carving station, you've got a sliced tenderloin. You could have turkey, say a pork loin, a pasta station. We do like the nice tortellini Alfredo. We'll do a bolognese sauce. We'll do a penne. And, you know, then we do a nice mashed potato bar. When we do the mashed potato bars, we give them an opportunity that they can have in a mason jar or they could have in a martini glass. And then we have the scallions, the bacon bits, the sour cream, all that stuff. And the people go crazy over that, you know.
But how do you get the expertise on all those different types of foods? And not just how do you make them in an ideal situation, but how do you make them when you're juggling the logistical issues with doing a banquet?
Well, first of all, if we're doing catering, we have a full kitchen. It's a trailer, so we have our own, you know, refrigerators, freezers, stoves, everything in there. So we get there, we just start cooking, and then we just know if it's 100 people, this is what we got to prepare. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing at the banquet hall. We do the same thing there. I mean, we know that you got 100 people, we need X amount of potatoes, X amount of beef, X amount of this. You know, and we always, to be honest with you, you always try to cook extra because you never know. You could always have that person that's eating a little bit more than what other people can eat, you know?
But you must know that the amounts are fairly consistent because you've been doing this for a long time and you know the patterns. Is that true?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So you don't get caught behind, I would guess, because you know what the margins are, like how much extra you need.
Right. You know, like another thing that's getting to be popular now is like a late night snack after the wedding. So when I say a late night snack, what's that consist of? Some people want to do hamburgers, hot dogs. Some people want to do assorted pizzas. Some people want to do a taco station. Now, we had a bride and groom. Their last name was something with fry, mm-hmm. and his last name was something with burger. So they wanted to do burgers and French fries. So we did the different types of French fries with the different sauces and different gravies and things like that. And people are like, wow, look at this, you know?
That's awesome. Bruce Menili is our guest from Menili's Banquet and Catering in South Windsor, I think you said. And Bruce, tell us any other tidbit you think people should know.
No, that's basically it. I mean, you know, it's a big day for the bride and groom, and you know, it's a big day for the parents. And you know, today they just have to, what they have to do today is they really have to check out that company to make sure how long they've been in business, are they stable, are they this? Because you know, with everything that's been happening since the COVID, a lot of places are closing and people are getting stuck and stuff like that. And it's important. I try to explain that to people.
How did you guys get through COVID?
Well, you know, being in business for 42 years, that kind of helped me because I remember my father always saying to me, son, you got to put away for a rainy day because you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And, you know, unfortunately, when they closed us up in March and said it's going to be a couple of weeks in our industry, unfortunately, we were closed for almost a year. Then they opened us back up. Then they closed us again. So it's kind of tough for us because, you know, you got all these, it's like you're having your daughter come here for a wedding and you're saying, hey, what's going on? The masks are still in mandate. You can only have 25 people. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, we tried working with the governor to make sure he was on top of things with us, but it was tough, but we did it. And, you know, I mean, it's just, there's challenges every single day, even now there's challenges.
That's what keeps you fresh, huh?
Correct. You know?
All right, yep. Bruce, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. It's been fun.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bruce Menili, Menili's Banquets and Catering. How about that? 860-522-9842. Everybody, whatever their business is, whatever you might not know about it or know about it, they've got their own issues to deal with, challenges and demands. I mean, you can imagine having that kind of business, doing banquets and catering and having to go out on the road and set up in somebody's home or however it works out. It's different every time. You've got to be agile. You've got to be versatile. And you've got to be resilient, bounce back from when you take the hits and things don't go well. Steve calling from Waterbury. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Pat. So what you do is you start off with some French toast with some butter in the pan. And that's done. Throw in some onion, saute them, throw in some mushrooms, throw in some loose hamburger, a little onions if you like, or not the onions, but any kind of seasoning. And then just throw in a little cheese, and then you have kind of like a loose meat hamburger on French toast. French toast goes with hot dogs, two buns.
I'm sorry, that's a recipe for what?
Well, basically it's pretty quick.
No, but what's the dish you're preparing?
Toasted French toast bread, and then some loose hamburger with mushroom, sauteed onions, and some cheese.
So you, it's like a piece of toast with a hamburger sauce over it?
Well, not hamburger sauce, but it's kind of like, it's almost like a sloppy dough.
Okay.
Without the sauce.
So ground beef.
Ground beef, yeah, some onions, some mushrooms, but on French toast bread.
And when is this a particular meal for a particular time, like cooking for a crowd type thing? When do you use this?
I mean, you could, but I mean, it doesn't take that long to do. I mean, if you make the hamburgers and make the patties and stuff like that, you season them, it seems to take longer, you know?
Yeah.
So this is pretty quick, and to me, it's very tasty. Everything kind of blends together, you know?
Is that on your agenda for this weekend?
Probably, now that you mention it, sounds like a good idea.
All right, Steve, thank you so much.
You take care.
Great to talk with you. Have a good weekend. 860, no, I don't need to say that because we're out of time for calls. But the rant line, do call and comment on anything. You know, you can do food comments there too. 860-751-4698. We will suggest that you relax this weekend and get your energy all together for next week. And then we'll, you know, we'll get together and do a lot of talk radio once again. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And I know most people in talk radio don't call. Most listeners don't call. Like, there are all these estimates, but, you know, it's some fraction of a percent of people actually listen, call. So keep in mind that you could change the way the station sounds pretty easily just by deciding to call one day. And that's a good thing to do. Fresh voices are great. And also different perspectives. Don't think because what you hear here is people who might sound like they all think the same way. There's actually a huge range and lots of people of all ideologies and beliefs listening in. So don't be bashful and keep that in mind next week when we get together again. Have a great weekend, Joseph. Thanks for your help. We appreciate it. And we're going to go off to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. See what Mark Christopher has for us in terms of the ride. Mark.
Loved hearing the gentle giant Bruce Meneley on. He was, I had my reception.
I didn't know he was a giant.
Oh, he's the gentle giant. He's a giant. He's a giant, and not only physically, but in the catering and banquet business.
So what did you have there?
I had my wedding reception there almost 17 years ago. We did stations. I said, Bruce, all I care about is the food is really good. We paid a little extra for a better cut of meat, and he did a tremendous job.
Were you
and
talking about for your own plate or for everybody who was there?
For everyone.
For everyone. Oh, that was generous of you.
We extended the happy hour, an extra half hour. It was great.
That's awesome.
And I've done a zillion weddings over there, and Bruce and Sandy are just great people, and they've done a zillion events over the last 40 years. One of the real good guys in the business. Todd, have a great night.
You too.
And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.